Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind advisory begins at 2 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 66. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the increased temperatures across the Mid-America region and the state of Kansas. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially issued a state of disaster emergency declaration for the Sunflower State, where she says there is an increase in fire risk throughout the week. KSNT News reports that Governor Kelly made the declaration yesterday in light of weather conditions that could create the potential for wildfires in the state. In a statement yesterday afternoon, she said, quote, weather conditions are such that a high risk exists for wildland fires. I urge everyone across the state to use extreme caution and avoid burning if at all possible. A single spark is enough to touch off a fire that could have devastating consequences. Rodney Redinger, the assistant fire management officer for the Kansas Forest Service, said, quote, we can all do our part to prevent unwanted fires. If there are opportunities to avoid welding, using cutting torches or other activities that could cause a spark, please do so over the next few days. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
AARP Kansas invites local eligible organizations and governments across the state to apply for the 2024 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program. Now through March 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern, these grants fund quick action projects that help communities become more livable in the long term by improving public spaces, transportation, housing, civic engagement, diversity and inclusion, and much more. All projects must be completed by December 15th of 2024. To submit an application and view past grantees, visit www.aarp.org/community-challenge.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at Amber Waves Auction. A teenager has been arrested for felony crimes after potential threats that were made to Washburn Rural High School. KSNT News reports that according to the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, the police have arrested the 16-year-old and has been charged with two felony crimes after an investigation found the potential threats that were made to the school back on February 23rd. They say the investigation started after Shawnee County Sheriff's Office deputies and the school resource officer had received information regarding a potential threat to the high school, saying that the student had allegedly used a school computer to search for firearms and made threatening comments about bringing a firearm to school. In other news, the Garden City Police Department says that officers had responded to a multi-vehicle accident on Monday afternoon that led to one individual fleeing from law enforcement and crashing, causing a larger accident. Cake News reports that according to the Garden City Police Department that five vehicles were involved in the collision, or the intersections of Belmont Street to Fleming Street were closed for extended periods of time as they began to clean up the issue and investigate the accident.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Severe storm spotter trainings are underway. A meeting is planned Wednesday, February 28th for Pawnee and Johnson counties in Nebraska. That in Tecumseh, the community building. Gage, Jefferson, and Saline County meeting this Thursday evening in Beatrice at the Homestead National Monument. The meeting's open to the public, running 7 till 8 p.m. Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Kansas will be next week, March 4th through the 8th. Topeka National Weather Service will provide in-person and two virtual severe weather spotter programs through early April. The schedule can be found at weather.gov/TOP. Nema Hall County is planned this Thursday, 7 p.m. to Community Center in Seneca. Marshall County stop will be March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion. And Washington County, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Fire Station in Washington. The virtual sessions will be March 19th and April 1st, running 7 till 8:30 p.m. Again, details at weather.gov/TOP. Marshall County Farm Service Agency County Committee election results were announced. Eric Stichternon of Marysville will represent Walnut, Elm Creek Center, Waterville, Blue Rapids City, Wells, Cottage Hill, Blue Rapids, and Bigelow Townships, in the position formerly held by Todd Parker of Waterville. An injury accident was reported in Gage County February 19th. A three-wheeler driven by 18-year-old Justin Eppens of Beatrice collided with a commercial truck driven by a Lincoln man, Stephen Callahan, in Beatrice at 6th and Green Streets. Eppens was transported to a Lincoln hospital, a truck driver not injured. A meet and greet for Marysville City Administrator candidates is open to the public Wednesday, 4:30 till 6 at the Arts Center in Marysville. Interviews are scheduled Thursday. Dr. Vincent Maui will assume the role as president of Highland Community College, approved by a unanimous vote of the Highland Board of Trustees following a national search garnering over 50 applicants. He'll take the role of president July 1st. Highland Community College also serves Western Center at Baileyville. Vincent Bowie is currently president of Independence Community College, serving since 2021. Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower. Patricia E. Dwirlcotti, age 96, of Concordia, passed away Saturday. Service to be held Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Dwirlcotti. Michelle L. Heenick, age 49, of Hanover, passed away February 12th. Mass of Christian burial Friday, March 1st, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will receive friends Thursday, 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with a Hanover mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Benjamin Ben Berger, age 43, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private interment at a later date. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ben Berger. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91, of Barnes, passed away February 21st. He Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, ham loaf, baby bakers, peas and onions, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Wednesday morning. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 70s throughout the region. Westerly winds between 5 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers early tonight, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. North winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Cooler into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, and clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warming back up Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35, then partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Mostly sunny into Friday with our highs in the mid-60s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late February 50, record high on this date 80. The average low 26 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:04. It's 36 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 27th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Attention parents. Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, March 1st at the Waterville Elementary School and Friday, March 22nd at the Marysville Elementary School, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are free of charge. If your child age 3 to 5 is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment today.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Knicks escaped with a home victory against the lowly Pistons, 113-111. But with 8.5 seconds left in the game, Knicks guard Dante DiVincenzo appeared to foul Pistons guard Asar Thompson, but it wasn't called. Detroit coach Monty Williams had words about the non-call.
We had a chance to win the game, and the guy dove into Asar's legs, and there was a no-call. That's an abomination. You cannot miss that in an NBA game.
Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau.
I don't want to comment on stuff like that because I haven't watched the film, but I thought in general, like it was very physical.
Scotty Barnes logged his fourth triple-double of the season. The Raptors outscored the Pacers 130 to 122. The Heat won their four straight, downing the Kings 121-110. Top 25 men's NCAA action. Number 9 North Carolina hosting Miami. Tar Heels senior guard R.J. Davis was white hot all game. Second half.
Flips it to R.J. Davis. Pump fake for three. Now he'll take it. Count it! Count it! it, baby. 36 for Davis.
The call on Learfield. Davis scored a career-high 42 points. North Carolina holds on for the 75-71 win. 15th-ranked Baylor got by TCU 62-54. NHL, the Islanders and Stars needed a fourth period to settle things in Dallas.
Barzal, left dot, opens up for him a little bit, goes back door, Horvat shoots, he scores!
The call on WRHU, Bo Horvat finding the net in OT to give New York a 3-2 win. Seattle shocked Boston 4-3 in a shootout. The Oilers doubled up the Kings 4-2. CONCACAF Gold Cup Women's Team USA fell to Mexico for the first time since 2010, 2-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Substate basketball finals Monday in boys play. Nemahal Central took Marysville 37-31. Valley Heights girls advance over Republic County 60-26. Valley Heights meets number 4 seed Bennington Thursday evening at 6 at Waubonsie. 3A girls tip off Marysville at Silver Lake Tuesday evening, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Second seed Nemahal Central hosting St. Mary's. Third seed Rossville home to Riley County. Fourth seed Minneapolis entertains Beloit. It's 2A boys tipping off as the Valley Heights Mustangs are the number 6 seed at third seed Lincoln Tuesday evening at 7. Top seed Sacred Heart hosting Republic County. Second seed Bennington home to Waubonsie. And fourth seed Jackson Heights entertains Mission Valley.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock indexes backed away from their record highs Monday, the Dow slipping 62 points to close above 39,000. The S&P finished 0.4% lower. The NASDAQ was off 0.1. Bitcoin is flying high, breaking $57,000 for the first time in 2 years. Digital currency rival Ether topped $3,200 for the first time Monday. Crypto prices have been on a run since American regulators approved exchange-traded funds owning Bitcoin. A cyber attack affecting the nation's largest insurer is disrupting prescription orders at thousands of pharmacies. The Wall Street Journal quotes federal investigators as saying the hack on a unit of UnitedHealthcare came from a foreign country. NVIDIA may be the darling of the artificial intelligence industry, but don't count out Samsung Electronics. The South Korean tech giant says it's developed a high-bandwidth memory chip that has what it calls the highest capacity to date in the AI industry. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday mornings, and at these times we check in with the latest Steckline report as today's topic is the cattle industry. And here he is, Mr. Larry Steckline.
There's no doubt, friends, the U.S. cattle inventory continues to shrink, and there's a guy that says we haven't seen the highs of the market yet. One of the reasons is, number one, we didn't have very good carcass weights coming in because of the storms that hit. They were all down in the last last couple of weeks and probably will be for the next couple of weeks. The cattle inventory continues to shrink. The latest number from USDA showed the U.S. cattle inventory dropping 2% year over year. 87.2 million head of cattle and calves on farms as of January 1, 2024. 2% less than a year ago. All cows and heifers that have calved total 37.6 million. 28.2 million beef cows, that's down 2%. So that's good news as far as markets are concerned. And so they're still rebuilding. And Darrell Peel out of Oklahoma State, which I think is a guy that keeps track of this whole cattle business more than anybody that I know of, he says we ain't seen nothing yet. The number of milk cows in the United States decreased slightly. We've got farms up north going out of business as fast as they can because they're not making much money. So I don't think that's going to increase much at all. That calf crop down 2% is going to mean a lot to us in the next few months, so we'll just have to wait and see. Peel says the highs of the market will be in once the industry starts to retain more heifers and the rebuilding process has taken place. That's what puts the highs in the cattle market, he says, so we haven't started that process yet. We've still got higher prices to go. Now, what are we going to do? I want to put some cattle on my farm, buy some of those calves. Am I going to take this for gospel and hope they're higher when I sell them in the fall? Maybe. See you on the next Equine Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Prescribed fire is beneficial for producers managing their pasture and for wildlife habitats. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses why people should be thinking about burning now and how it can help wildlife. He says why this management technique could be implemented sooner rather than later.
Well, I know it's pretty early for a lot of folks to be thinking about prescribed fire, but really the earlier we can start thinking about it to get ready, the more good burn days we're going to have to be able to take advantage of. And I think one of the things that sometimes gets lost is the fact that most of our modern research indicates that you can burn really any day of the year and still get the benefits to livestock production that we see if we burn, you know, during short windows during April and those sorts of things.
Ricketts explains how wildlife benefits from fire.
Prescribed fire is an incredibly valuable management tool for most of our wildlife species, and it's also the cheapest habitat management practice that we can do for most wildlife species. So fire is good for critters. Sometimes when we burn late in the spring or start to burn early in the summer, we do see some direct mortality of things like turkey nests, quail nests, or ground nesting birds can be affected. We can also sometimes see some direct mortality of reptiles. So somebody might see a dead box turtle or a dead snake and those sorts of things. And while that's not our favorite thing to see, I think it's also important to recognize that most of those species don't exist if we don't have prairie. And so the longer-term benefits of a prescribed fire far outweigh any losses to direct mortality that we would typically see.
There are many good long-term impacts of prescribed fire, and he describes a few.
One of them is just keeping prairie prairie. When we use prescribed fire as a management tool in prairie, it sets back woody vegetation, it removes some litter, which provides habitat for different critters. So we have some species that want to be out in prairie that's got a really deep litter layer, meaning last year's growth or 2 or 3 years worth of growth. And then we've got other species that like to be in patches of prairie that have been burned off this year and have been grazed really close to the ground. And then we've got some critters that want to be in sort of an in-between space. And having all those different types of time since fire and grazing on the landscape is really important for many wildlife species.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with why prescribed fire is important for maintaining prairie but also being supportive of wildlife habitats. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There is a great divide between our northern and southern states, at least when it comes to onions. We have the long and short of it today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 27th, the 58th day of the year. Singer Josh Groban has a birthday, and New Orleans' first Mardi Gras celebration took place on this day in 1827. It's not uncommon to transplant onion sets several weeks before the last expected frost, shortly after the ground is workable for many gardeners. But before you choose your onions, be sure you know the difference between short and long day varieties. Onions are triggered to bulb up based on the length of daylight. In northern states, that can mean upwards of 16 hours in the summer, but closer to 12 in the deep south. Nurseries will stock the kind most suited to your region. If you're somewhere in the middle, you might want to opt for a day neutral variety. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more great gardening tips, go to almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, sunshine 36 degrees. Highs likely top 60 ahead of an approaching cold front, and with that, middle 40s are the high side for seasonal temps again on Wednesday. Then a pretty dramatic warm-up through week's end.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action tonight as the number 7 Kansas Jayhawks stay at home as they take on BYU with a tip-off tonight at 7 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their big win over the Texas Longhorns on Saturday with an 86-67 victory that's keeping them at the 3 position in the Big 12 Conference with a 9-5 record in conference play. They are sitting 21-6 overall, tied with Iowa State, who's at number 2 in the conference. There are 4 games left in the regular season before the playoffs begin across different conferences, with the AP poll showing that many teams are trying to scramble before the end of the season. Houston, who's also in the Big 12 Conference, is sitting number 1 in the AP rankings and sitting number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 24-3 overall for the season, followed by Purdue, UConn, Tennessee, Marquette, Arizona. Kansas moving up 2 points to that 7 slot. Kansas State back in action on Saturday against Cincinnati after their game last night against West Virginia.
Marysville boys basketball season came to a close Monday in a third loss at Nemo Hall Central, 37-31. The Bulldogs campaign ends at 10-11. Central advances to the 3A semifinals at 15-6. Central went to the line 29 times, hit 18 of those versus 4-4 for Marysville at the stripe. That was your ball game. Willow Tot, Brian Siemens, foul out late for Marysville. Tot led Bulldogs scoring with 21 of their 31 points. Abe Hilbert for Nemo Hall Central also at 21. As Nemo Hall Central advances 37-31 to the semifinals at Riley County Thursday.
Substate basketball finals Monday in boys play. Nemo Hall Central took Marysville 37-31. Valley Heights girls advance over Republic County 60-26. Valley Heights meets number 4 seed Bennington Thursday evening at 6 at Waubonsie. 3A girls tip off Marysville at Silver Lake Tuesday evening, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Second seed Nemo Hall Central hosting St. Mary's. Third seed Rossville home to Riley County. Fourth seed Minneapolis entertains Beloit. It's 2A boys tipping off as the Valley Heights Mustangs are the number 6 seed at 3rd seed Lincoln Tuesday evening at 7. Top seed Sacred Heart hosting Republic County. 2nd seed Bennington home to Waubonsie and 4th seed Jackson Heights entertains Mission Valley.
KNDY.